Canton's Morning News with Pam Cook continues now.
20 minutes now after 8 on your Thursday morning, this January 6th that we have been discussing all morning long a year ago today, a very sad day for America. And I want to talk to U.S. Senator Sherrod Brown a little bit about that, but also about a couple of other things that he's been working on in Washington. He's on our WHBC Newsline right now. Good morning, Senator.
Pam, how are you?
I'm doing well, starting the new year here. Let's start off, obviously, with the events of a year ago as we look back on that. Do you think we've learned anything?
Well, we've learned that, we've certainly learned something, but we've learned that, unfortunately, people are willing to change the narrative about what happened a year ago. When Republican leaders all criticized the President of the United States for starting this riot, called it an insurrection or riot. Today, some of those same leaders are saying, well, it really wasn't that serious besides the election was stolen. And for a year, we've continued to hear this myth that the election was rigged. A third of the voters in this country still believe the election wasn't fair. And that's it might be because of social media, it might be because of Fox, but it's mostly because we have far too many elected officials that are continuing to lie about this, and they should be ashamed of themselves.
Yeah, I saw that poll, and to me that was scary. I mean, does that lead you to believe that something like this could happen again?
Yeah, something like this, only maybe less violent but more scary, where legislatures change laws to make it more difficult to vote and target certain people, target young people, target African Americans, target workers who can't get off work to vote and want to vote by mail. I mean, all the things that people are doing to make it, to undermine our democracy. I mean, this election clearly was honest. It was clearly fair. We know that because we've had a history of that in this country, of fair, honest elections. And because the president and all his allies in Congress continue to put out this myth, it really does undermine our faith in government and our election system. And that's what scares me the most about this.
So as we move forward from this, I know that still a lot of things that you are working on in Washington, let's talk about. We know that the Infrastructure Investment Act taken care of. What other things are coming forward in 2022 for you?
Yeah, the most important thing is to get the infrastructure dollars out, whether it's for a bridge in Stark County or whether it's a water system in Tuscarora County, or whether it's a major bridge of the Ohio River in Cincinnati. And we've got to do that. We've also got to extend the child tax credit. This is something that it took an election with a new president, a new Senate. We passed the largest tax cut in American history for working families. It wasn't a tax cut for the rich, which is what one political party usually does. It was a tax break, minimum of $3,000 for 90% of Ohio families who have children. We've got to make sure that's extended. It's made a huge difference in people's lives, that minimum of $250 or $300 check that arrived the 15th of the month every month for 6 months. We need to continue that because it really lifts the anxiety for so many families that struggle every month to pay rent, to pay for diapers, to pay for groceries, to get their medicine.
And do you think that we're moving forward with taking care of the COVID situation, the testing, and all of those things that need to be done?
Well, we've clearly made major progress. I mean, we've seen if you get vaccinated, you're very unlikely to get very sick at all. And we know that 90% of people with COVID in Stark County hospitals, we know that 90% of them are unvaccinated. We know that 90% of the deaths in this country from COVID are for people that are people who are unvaccinated. And if we get everybody vaccinated, it's still an uphill fight to do that, and then get everybody getting their booster shot, it will mean people will still get COVID, but they won't get very sick in 99 out of 100 cases. So it's so important still that we get shots in people's arms. And politicians have got to quit demagoguing. You politicians that don't know anything about medicine are making up stories when, in fact, we know that the chances of getting really sick from COVID shrink to almost zero, if you've been vaccinated and boosted.
Well, I know you're on a tight schedule this morning. We'll stay in touch. I hope to have you back on soon, Senator. Thank you for coming
sure.
on.
Thanks, Pam, always. Thanks for your good questions.